This is the RightsCast Network, brought to you by Dandelion Web Marketing, the Wisconsin Writers Association, and the University of Wisconsin Writers Institute, and always streaming at rightscast.net. Hey everyone, it's your author, writing coach, and RightsCast Network founder, R.R. Campbell, and I'm back with our third ever eventisode. An eventisode, you might ask, isn't everything canceled or postponed? Well, yes, but also no. You see, the event featured in this episode is one of those fantastic online-only gatherings that's quickly become a mainstay in a writer's annual calendar, and I'm talking, of course, about RevPit. Before we get into the contents of this RevPit-isode, let me say this. If you're wondering what it takes to have your event featured in a future event-isode, well, you can head to rightscast.net/event request to learn more and to put your event on my radar. I'll be doing my best to honor requests as they come in based on fit for our programming and for my own workload, but I do want to make sure listeners to our programming are in a good position to know what's happening and when in the global writing community, especially now as cultivating community has become more important than ever. So again, to learn more, you can head to rightscast.net/event request. Now, for this particular eventisode, I'm joined by Carly Hayward of Revise and Resubmit, or RevPit. Over the course of our conversation, we'll talk about what RevPit is, how you can participate, and what it means to be a part of this event in any capacity. So let's get right into it. It's time for Eventisode 3, featuring Carly Hayward. Stay tuned after our chat for updates on what you'll have coming up next on the RightsCast Network. Thank you so much, Carly, for joining me for the third ever eventisode here on the RightsCast Network.
I'm so excited to be here. I haven't been on RightsCast yet. It's exciting.
These are exciting times, in fact, because RevPit is right around the corner. In fact, I know some of the Twitter sessions have begun for Ask Editor and all of that jazz. Carly, I want to start, of course, with the what of RevPit. What is RevPit for those who are unfamiliar?
So RevPit, mainly at least, is an annual contest put on by a few editors. Right now, I think we're around like 18 to 20, I forget. In the annual contest, authors can enter to win a free edit from one of our lovely editors. This year, we're working for 8 weeks on the edit. So we're going to really be able to dig in compared to other years where it's been 5 weeks. And it's just like a really wonderful community full of supportive authors. And even if you don't win, there's so much to learn and so many amazing people to meet. It's really great.
It really is a wonderful community event at a time when community cannot be emphasized enough, especially with many in-person events having been canceled or postponed. I do want to revisit what you mentioned in that first answer there, and that is the nature of these edits. We are, of course, talking about full developmental edits, correct?
Yes, yes. We'll dig into story, character, plot, all those kind of goody big picture stuff that you don't always get from an editor. I mean, it depends. There's many different types of edits, but we're all doing developmental edits to really get your story into the place it needs to be.
And then, of course, once these 8 weeks of developmental edits are complete, the editors and the authors with whom they worked, or I should say vice versa, the authors who worked with these editors, their work is then featured in a showcase, is it not?
Yes, we like to show off all of the amazing entries. We show their query and their first five pages so that people can get a sense of how much work has gone into these pieces and get excited about them and show them support. Sometimes agents will take a look at it, and there's definitely been some representation come about through our showcase, but that's not really our goal. Our goal is just to celebrate the amazing work that these authors have put into their manuscripts.
I can say, as an editor who has worked for the last couple of years with authors as part of RevPit, it really is an incredible experience, and it's one that I think many of the authors and even those who aren't selected as winners walk away having learned something from. But let's drill down a little bit more on these authors. Who exactly are these authors? Who do you have to be to participate?
To participate, you can't be represented by an agent, first of all. You have to have a completed manuscript that is ready for this round of editing. And that's, I think, about it. They're all fiction authors. We don't do any nonfiction, and we don't do short stories. They're all full-length manuscripts. But other than that, we're pretty open to anybody that wants to join in.
And I know that it certainly doesn't hurt, of course, to have a Twitter handle, because I know that aside from the submission window, there, of course, are all of these Ask Editor sessions. And I believe you might be doing 10 queries again this year. Why don't you touch on that for a moment, if you would?
So Ask Editor sessions, we're doing 2 weeks of this year, a few weeks ahead of the contest so that authors have time to get to know the editors, ask them what kind of books they like to work on, ask for any tips in querying, things like that. It gives them time to really work on their piece before it's time to submit it to the rest of us. And then our 10 queries comes after the submission window. So the submission window is open for 2 days, and authors submit their query and first 5 pages of their manuscript to 2 separate editors, and they can have a third as a backup in case they cap. Each editor only gets 100 submissions, so a lot of them do cap out. But then they go through all of their submissions and pick the one that they want to work on. But while they're doing that, we ask that they tweet something called 10 queries, which is a hashtag that's used to talk about what we see that's really great in a query or what could be better, what they need to work on. It gives a lot of like tips and tricks and advice for querying authors as they move forward.
And I will say that with this episode debuting on March 24th, there will have already been a few Ask Editor sessions that have surely taken place. But the good news, listeners, is that it's very easy to go back and find these sessions on Twitter. If you just search for the hashtags Ask Editor and hashtag RevPit, you will surely find a treasure trove of great insight and advice, and you'll still be able to look forward to 10 queries once that kicks off after the submission window closes. And on the point of the submission window, Carly, why don't we actually clarify when that submission window opens and then how it is that authors can submit their work during that time?
So our submission window this year opens on April 18th. I believe it opens at 9 a.m. Let me double check that. But they can, at that point, submit their first 5 pages and their query. What we look for is really hooking, exciting first 5 pages, queries that are well written and get to the point and show us the stakes that are in your manuscript and what we're going to be reading. From there, we have a couple questions that'll help you like personalize yourself to the editor, something like, why do you write? How much tough love do you like in your feedback? And why you chose the editors you chose? From there, the editors usually will pick 10 to 15, depending on the editor, where they want to request more materials. Each editor requests different things. I know I personally will ask for the full manuscript so I can kind of jump around. And I also ask for a synopsis so that I can know what the end of your book is. And from there, you know, we eventually will pick a winner, and it's very exciting.
It really is an exciting time. There's something just so satisfying about having that moment after you have gone through all of your submissions as an editor and thought to yourself, you know what? Yeah, this is the one. There's just this really great rush of excitement. And then you have, of course, the opportunity to email that author. And I know it's an exciting thing for them as well. So we got a little more detail there, of course, on the when the submission window is open. Where is the submission window located? How is it that authors can find the submission window and actually submit during that time?
So there will be a link to it on our website, which is reviseresub.com, but we will also tweet it out first thing at 9 a.m. as soon as the window opens, which I did confirm is 9 a.m. The submission window is open for 2 days, and you can always find the link on our Twitter. We usually pin it to our page so that you can get to it easily, or it is also on the website.
And the Twitter handle for RevPit, that is also ReviseResub, is it not?
It is.
All right. So you know ReviseResub.com and ReviseResub over on Twitter are the places to be to check out the updates. And I know, of course, many authors will start their own little fun games at the hashtag RevPit hashtag. So there's something to look forward to in between all of these events. Last and certainly not least, though, Carly, in fact, rather importantly, why is it that authors should consider participating in RevPit this year?
You know, that's an answer with many different facets. Honestly, for me, it's the community. Even if you don't win, you can meet so many amazing other authors. I love the games that they play and the teasers that they put out. And they're just so welcoming. And you can find critique partners and beta readers or just a team for you to help cheerlead you on as you're going on your publishing journey. Publishing is hard and long and arduous and pretty lonely. So I think finding that community is really very, very important. And also if you win, you get a free edit, which can be upwards of $1,000. It's not nothing.
There's certainly something to look forward to in that. But as you say, the community is such a big part of it as well. And whether you are selected as a winner or not, whether you even ultimately choose to submit or not, and we very much hope that you do, there is always that community to look forward to. And like you say, Carly, that's something that's so important in the world of publishing. So that alone is worth the price of admission, which of course is free. So can't go wrong with that. Thank you so much, Carly, for joining me for this episode about RevPit. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, I loved it. Thank you for having me.
There you have it. Eventisode number 3, featuring Carly Hayward. Thanks to Carly for joining me, and thanks to you, dear listeners, for tuning in. Remember, you can learn more about RevPit by visiting reviseresub.com. Thanks to our patrons over at patreon.com/rightscast as well. We wouldn't be here without the support of writers like Laura Hazen and Angeline Boley. If you'd like to get in on some great patron perks in exchange for your financial support of our programming, you can visit patreon.com/rightscast. We'd also like to thank our sponsors, Dandelion Web Marketing, the Wisconsin Writers Association, and the University of Wisconsin Writers Institute. Coming up next on the RightsCast Network is an episode of a new series we're calling Profiles in Encouragement. For these episodes, members of the worldwide writing community have called in to share their stories of inspiration at a time when, let's be honest, we could all use a little more positivity in our lives. So join us on March 27th when that episode debuts on Apple Podcasts, RightsCast.net, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Until then, this is R.R. Campbell signing off. Write on and write well. This is the RightsCast Network, brought to you by Dandelion Web Marketing, the Wisconsin Writers Association, and the University of Wisconsin Writers Institute, and always streaming at RightsCast.net.